This episode was paid in full by DTN Progressive Farmer. Spring is almost upon us, and that means that the annual National Ag Day celebration is kicking off in Washington, D.C. this week. What's on the agenda in terms of advocacy and fun? That's today on Field Posts. Field Posts is a DTN Progressive Farmer podcast that dives deeper into the most important trends in agriculture to explore the business's cutting edge. I'm your host, Sarah Mock. 2024's National Ag Day takes place on March 19th, with major events happening in Washington, D.C. and all around the country as farmers, their families, and ag industry members gather to celebrate their work. The day will kick off with a presidential proclamation honoring the festivities, followed by words from the Secretary of Agriculture, the President of the American Farm Bureau, and more. To bring us the latest updates from the event, we're joined by DTN Progressive Farmer Editor-in-Chief Greg Horsemeyer, who joins us from Washington, D.C., where he's taking part in all things National Ag Day. He'll share more information about the agenda, highlight the youth winners of the National Ag Essay Contest, and provide information for those hoping to attend some Ag Day events this year or to get involved with planning in the years to come. We'll talk speakers, the National Mall Ag Equipment Show, and so much more right after this word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by the DTN Ag Summit Series, next event of which is March 14th. Here's DTN's business editor, Katie Dellinger, to say more about what growers can learn at this event.
We're going to go from about 8:30 in the morning till 10. It's a little shorter than what we've done before, but we're going to be really focused on the weather and markets outlooks for the spring. We know it's a busy time of year for everyone in March, but getting a really clear view of what the weather is going to look like for planting will be a benefit to most growers. They'll be able to see what the odds are. They'll have an open planting window if they're going to be dodging showers based on where they live. I mean, weather, we're expecting a bit of a transition this year from El Nino to La Nina. It's projected to happen fairly quickly. And John Baranek, our lead ag meteorologist there, is going to discuss the implications of that, what it means for weather trends throughout the growing season. And then the impact of these very large crop estimates on top of last year's large crops really creates a difficult market situation for growers. And lead analyst Todd Holtman is going to discuss some of the things farmers can do to prepare themselves and prepare their operations to be as profitable as they can in this environment. So I think it's going to be a really valuable discussion while we're all together in Omaha for that. And I hope everyone can tune in and log in.
To register for this first Ag Summit Series event of 2024, head to dtn.com/event to learn more. Now, back to the show. DTN Progressive Farmer Editor-in-Chief Greg Horsemeyer joins us today from the nation's capital. Greg, give us a little bit of insight on the day that is planned. What is National Ag Day?
Well, National Ag Day is, as it sounds, a celebration of everything that is entailed in agriculture. It's a recognition of all the work that farmers do. It's a recognition of all the work that the agribusinesses do and all of the people who are part of the food system in this country, and a bit of a recognition as to the importance of agriculture in the overall ag economy. Trade in agricultural products is a big part of the U.S. ag economy. And so it's simply a day to sit back and think about all of those great things and recognize all the effort that goes into the production of food and fiber in this country.
And it takes place today on March 19th. DC is the epicenter of the big kind of national celebration. Talk a little bit about what's on the agenda for the day.
Sure. It is a full day. We will start out this morning at the USDA building where Secretary Tom Vilsack will reveal the proclamation. So we're having a proclamation from the president saying that today is National Ag Day. And Secretary Vilsack will be sharing that. There'll be a lot of dignitaries there. Then we roll into a number of other events throughout the day. We have a big luncheon planned with the National Cattlemen's Association. And so there'll be speeches and things going on at that event. In the interim, a lot of youth are here. So 4-H, FFA, the AFA group, and Manners, all of those organizations that are associated with youth and agriculture will be here. They're visiting with their congressmen and congresswomen on the Hill and taking part in some leadership training and things like that that are all going on.
There's some other things. I think there's like an essay contest, and we get to hear from the youth. So talk a little bit about kind of that aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event and the celebration is today, but one of the things that the Agriculture Council of America, which is the group that I'm part of that sponsors National Ag Day, one of our favorite pieces that we do is an essay contest. And we have moved that into a video essay contest for 2024. So this is we've had videos in the past and we've had written essays in the past. This is a move to a total video contest. And some really neat videos. And I encourage everybody to go to agday.org is the website for all of the National Ag Day activities and information around that. But there's also links to the three videos. Our first place winner is Sophia Kawamura, who's from Washington, the state of Washington. And she has a really fun stop action entry on what farmers are dealing with and the changes that they're dealing with in terms of climate change and animal rights and all those kinds of issues that confront farmers today and how farmers are dealing with those. And a second place winner is Imani Laird from Massachusetts. And her entry talks about artificial intelligence and how that will likely play a role in agriculture in the future. A real fun piece that where she's interviewing herself and makes that kind of fun. The third piece is actually from outside the country. A young woman, Helen Henry from Oregon, is actually overseas. She's doing a study abroad program, and she's staying with a young entrepreneur who is creating a number of food products where she's at. And so she interviews her about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, what it's like to be breaking into consumer markets and things like that, and then tying that back into U.S. agriculture and the challenges that we have to supply the things that consumers want. So three very different perspectives and some really fun work. And it just shows you how smart these kids are. It's just amazing.
Yeah, totally. It seems like the thinking about the future and focusing on kind of the youth and youth organizations is a big part of the celebration. But yeah, talk a little bit about how maybe folks at home can get involved if they're interested in bringing a National Ag Day celebration to where they are.
There's a number of celebration going around the country, and honestly, all week things will be going on around the country. The best way to get a handle on that is to go to that agday.org website, and there are several pull-down menus there for local events. There's also information there if you want to do something. There's some artwork and other kinds of pieces that people can pull down to make part of their Ag Day and Ag Week event this week. There's also a virtual Ag Day event that will be going on, and it launches this morning, not long after the proclamation is made. And there's a link to that from the agday.org site, which talks a little bit about the companies that are sponsoring Ag Day and some of the background that goes on in that. So there's a lot of focus on what's happening here in Washington, D.C., and that's why I'm here and others are here to be with leaders in the industry and leaders in politics to talk about things in agriculture. But it's really so much bigger than that. And these events that are going on locally and will be going on all week throughout the United States are a big part of that.
And it sounds like it's not even just confined to this week. There's also events going on a little bit later in the year. Talk to us about the extended tail of National Ag Day celebrations.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we're really proud to be bringing back with the support of the American equipment manufacturers. 2 years ago at Ag Day, we had a celebration of agriculture on the National Mall. So a number of equipment manufacturers and seed and chemical companies and others in agribusiness had either booths or displays around the National Mall in D.C. and had a great chance to connect with tourists and school kids and everybody that was visiting the mall that day. So that was all part of Ag Day in one day. it was decided that we were going to try to do these every other year. It's a big effort to bring all of that equipment and all those people onto the National Mall. So doing it every year is a bit much. So we're going to try to do it every other year. And we also can we play a little bit of roulette with the weather in Washington, D.C. in March when Ag Day is. And National Ag Day is on the first day of spring. And so that's when we have Ag Day this particular week and this particular day. But it can also be a little iffy to try to bring a combine on the National Mall in a snowstorm in Washington, D.C. So this year, 2024, we'll be having a celebration of modern agriculture that'll be May the 6th through the 8th. So that pushes it back a little bit into springtime. It gets the weather a little bit more sure. There's also more tourists and kids are getting out of school and can attend and can be there to see all the equipment. And they get to climb around on it and see the displays that are there on animal agriculture, just lots of things. Tire manufacturers will be there to talk about some of the technology that they have. And there'll be some high-tech companies that'll be talking about some of the drones and sensors and all the things that we do in agriculture today. And the kids are just, they go crazy. 2 years. One of the coolest displays actually was De Laval brought they have a mobile milking parlor on a tractor trailer. And they have plastic, big plastic cows, but they can move the cows in and show how the robotic milker comes in and starts milking the cow. And there were a lot of daycare and kindergarten teachers who brought their students through. And that was the place that they all wanted to go and hang out. I didn't take any video, but I got some great stills of these little kids just watching the cows be milked. And then they were talking about making milk and making ice cream and all that kind of stuff. And that was really pretty cool and a really way to get kids thinking about agriculture in a positive way. And then of course, climbing on over the equipment. That was the other thing, is to be able to climb up in a sprayer or a combine or something like that was pretty cool. So that event will be taking place in May. And I encourage everybody to go to the agday.org website to watch for that. Also, dtnpf.com. We'll be continuing to cover those events and we'll be having some updates on how that's coming about so people can watch our website for more information on that. That's really a special deal to really show off the breadth and the sophistication of agriculture to really the non-ag audience and a global audience. So there'll be people from all over the world attending that.
I know that there's a lot of organizations, ag organizations, trade groups involved with the National Ag Day celebration. I imagine that also means that there are quite a few farmers who make the trip and are going to be in attendance. Talk a little bit about farmer experience at National Ag Day. What kind of role do they have?
Yes, some of the big things is the young farmers that are elected by the Farm Bureau are here, and they will also be part of the celebration this morning at the USDA. They'll be part of all of the events throughout the day, and they'll also be making the rounds to some of their key congressmen and congresswomen and talking about ag issues. This is their chance to come here. There are a lot of families that come, and some of those are connected with some of the youth that are involved, and some of them are come on their own. A lot of the leaders of the commodity groups and other organizations will be coming in. All of those groups have offices here in Washington, D.C., where they do their efforts here. So there'll be events happening at many of the commodity group offices here in downtown D.C. And so it's pretty heavy mix of farmers, youth, agribusiness leaders, and ag leaders. Just as we say, it is all about everything about agriculture, and the people that are participating certainly show that. It's a full breadth. The custom harvesters are typically here talking about some of the issues in their world. And so if you're involved in agriculture, you are here or have a representative that's here today.
Obviously, a big part of the event is just celebrating agriculture, kind of teaching and learning and advocating. But I wonder if you anticipated hearing any kind of big items of discussion or themes that you expect to hear about this Ag Day.
Right. Well, of course, the big topic of the moment is the Farm Bill and what may be happening with that. And in fact, there's an agriculture summit going on or went on yesterday where several of the political leaders and others were discussing the possibility of getting a farm bill through and some of the other big trade and policy legislation that's important to the country. While Ag Day, the focus is on the production and the effort that goes into producing food and fiber, it's also a good time to be discussing all the other things that are going on around it. How do we make this happen? How do we deal with a border issue and the migrant labor that we need? How do we deal with some of the trade issues that we're dealing with, a war in going on in the world and all of the sides that are siding up on that? How do we get a farm bill done in a somewhat contentious legislative situation in which it's getting tough to get things aligned and through? And so this is the time to talk about those things. We're celebrating agriculture, but we're also dealing with the issues of agriculture. So we're getting a lot accomplished.
Last question, I think, just again, it's Ag Day today. It's National Ag Week, so to say. But for people who are thinking ahead to, you know, I'd love to do a bit more next year, maybe come to DC, maybe do some kind of local event. Where can people learn more? How can people join in on this day?
Absolutely. We just want this to grow more and more. And it has been growing. Just as to back up before I fully answer, the Ag Day had become a smaller group for quite some time over the last 15, 17 years. And in the last 5 to 7 years, we've really been pushing to get more people involved and make more things happen, both here in Washington, D.C. and in local areas. And we've really been amazed at how the sort of momentum, especially post-COVID, honestly, COVID kind of threw a wrench into anything that was going on. And Ag Day was one of those things. But post-COVID, we've really been able to add a lot more people to the party. So that being said, yeah, thinking a year down the road, we certainly want to get anybody who wants to be involved to reach out to either members like myself of the committee or others that are involved in it. And the best way to do that is to go to the agday.org, agday.org website, and everything you need to know about who we are, some history, what we're trying to accomplish, how to be involved, how to get involved on the national level, how to get involved in a local level and set up your local events. Everything is really right there. And that's the best way to do that, is to go to that website and take a look and think about what you want to do next year. Reach out. The information for, again, all the Agriculture Council of America board members are on there to reach out to us to talk about what you'd like to do and get you on the agenda. If you've got some things that you'd like to do as far as Ag Day 2025, it's pretty amazing. We're a quarter way through this century now. 20 will be next year, 2025. We're halfway to that 2050 mark, which everybody's been talking about. How are we going to feed 9 billion mouths in 2050? And so we're halfway there. And those are some of the issues that we were talking about and we'll continue to talk about at National Ag Day. And so to think about growing that participation and celebrating all that agriculture has to offer, we certainly want to invite anybody that wants to participate in that.
To check out all of DTN's coverage of the 2024 National Ag Day events, as well as other agricultural events in the nation's capital, visit dtnpf.com or subscribe to the monthly DTN Progressive Farmer magazine. This episode of Field Post was brought to you by the team at DTN Progressive Farmer, with special thanks to Greg Horsmeyer. This episode was produced and edited by me, Sarah Mock, with support by Greg Hillier and Susan Payne. And a big thanks to all of you for listening. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, remember, the future of farming is here. This episode is brought to you by DTN Haytimer. Hay and forage quality isn't just about yield. It also relies on the perfect weather window to ensure a good crop. Use DTN Haytimer, part of MyDTN, to quickly assess risk by viewing maps specifically designed to show circumstances affecting hay quality. Pennsylvania producer David Graybill said, quote, "Other weather forecasts were not accurate enough. As DTN Haytimer shows, it takes the right combination of drying to preserve the crop. I would guess we lost 3 to 4 times the value in crops that it would cost us to keep our DTN subscription for the year." DTN Haytimer is part of the MyDTN platform. Visit mydtn.com to start a free 14-day trial.